So, because I think I eat my kid's snack, I have decided to audio boo as well. Because this is what I talk to myself generally when I'm alone in my apartment, and I feel that I should probably record them for everyone to hear. Actually, no one needs to hear this, but I figured it would be fun for me to be able to listen and be like, I talked about that once, but I don't remember exactly what I said. So, I actually am talking to something other than myself, which actually kind of thrills me. I am using the Audioboo app, which is actually really cool. So, yeah, like it has all sorts of like fun things that are like, you're talking and you sound this loud and you have this much remaining and I can pause. And I can cancel this boo if it really sucks, but actually, I am doing fairly well for me, because usually I stumble over my words a lot when I talk, because I have a lot of information to get out, and I don't get it out fast enough. I also say and like a lot, so I'm very sorry if this is indistinguishable, because you just hear me say like 17 times. So now that I've introduced myself, I haven't really introduced myself. I just introduced myself as not I eat my kid's snack, who auto boos better than I can. But yes, I am Tom the Glass Phoenix, and I'm talking about things that are interesting to me. Today I was discussing with myself as I'm getting ready for work, how weird God is. I know this is a really controversial topic, and I don't. And like how you feel about it is fine. But I was just like, if God exists, then he is probably the weirdest motherfucker. And I say this with love because I feel that, like, whatever. But God is gonna be really weird. Like, he's gotta be a, like, if what everyone says is true, that he created the heavens and the earth, he's gotta be a genius. Like, he figured out something, and he's gotta be a genius. And geniuses are weird. They just are. They're just really weird people, and they're really socially awkward, and I have this thought in my head of God being in his little house, and being really weird, and his staff being like, what is he doing now? I don't understand. And like him talking to himself, I kind of picture God a lot like me because I'm narcissistic. And I think that it would be cool if we had a God that was as quirky as I am. Although no one would need that because that would be awful, actually. But no, a lot of people consider him like this, like, old man sitting on a, throne or whatever, and ordering people. And no, I just like to think of him like in his little workshop, buzzing around and humming to himself, and just, I don't know, talking in weird voices, because I'm sure he's like a ventriloquist and stuff. Like, I'm sure he knows all this. I mean, he knows everything. So, like, I imagine him like just doing and knowing all of this stuff, and just like having like weird conversations with like pieces of himself. And I just, this humors me to no end. And I just imagine him really awkward and a lot of fun, and you really don't know what you're getting into. And I kind of like this idea of a weird, quirky God that you're just kind of like, you're really weird. Like, not a bad thing, but like, you're just awkward. And okay, like, I'm gonna go now because I don't know what to do. So it was nice to see you, God. I'll be hanging out at the feast. I'll see you if you show up later, if you don't get distracted by, like, what's going on in, like, whatever world you're, like, stalking people in. Because I'm convinced he does that. Like, let's keep it real. Like, people are interesting. So, I'm almost out of time. Man, they time you on this thing. Man, like, I feel like I'm on a game show or something. But, yeah, no, I just thought that it would be interesting to talk about God on my first audio boo, and not like a religious thing, but more of a, I would like to meet God and tell him that he's probably as weird as I am, and I think that would be hilarious. So, I'm out of time for today, but I hope you enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed talking. Bye!